I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
Guys, we have a new cover. What do we think?
We have been having way too much fun. So if you obviously saw the cover by this point, but it's kind of sparked from the trend on TikTok where it was like turning your dog into a Pixar like AI character. And then I went on a rampage.
Pixar.
What did I say?
Pixar or something. I don't know.
Pixar AI character. It's also the first time in my life that I've ever used Bing.com. Like, the first time I looked up the tutorial, I was like, there's no way. Like, there's got to be another way.
Well,
no,
and whenever...
you literally do it through Bing.
Yeah, whenever I talk to someone about it, they're like, well, what do you mean? Like, don't you just put in a picture and it turns you, like, a filter? And I was like, no. You literally have to describe in words what you want them to create. So I had the idea because I was thinking, like, we want to do a new podcast cover anyways. Like, we wanted to revamp. And we still may do, like, a photo one. But for now, I was like, wait, how fun would it be if we could have AI create us into our podcast? And honestly, I think it did a really good job. It took us a few tries.
I mean, granted, we did, I was gonna say, by a few, we probably had 100 options combined.
But like, looking at the cover, like, they kind of nailed it. It kind of looks just like us.
The only thing, well, yes, okay, with girls I feel like it's great. With guys, they give you a Prince Eric hairstyle and that is it.
Yeah. It struggles. I tried to make me and Sean. It wasn't as successful. We have like 30 different. Honestly, I should like post all of the different like options on the Instagram.
Yeah, it was so fun to make.
Because it was so fun. But anyways, yeah, this episode is going to be getting out of a rut because I don't know about you, but I'm in a big one and I'm on my way out. I'm digging out slowly. So I feel like I've talked to a lot of people on my Instagram. A lot of you guys have messaged me saying like daylight savings is messing you up and we're gonna go through it all. So
I feel like it's always this time of the year the clocks change. It gets dark at like 4 p.m you lose motivation, you feel like you have no time to get anything done. I feel like it's like clockwork every time around this year that it's like something's got to change. Like, you don't feel like yourself. You just feel like it's just like days are going by, you got nothing to look forward to.
Yeah,
except the holidays, I guess. But like,
so we're going to get into that in a minute, but Gabby has a lot to update us on because she has been gone and we need to hear. So please share.
So I was in New York, which ended up being so much fun. It was the kind of trip that like we had something planned every single day. And normally when we go to New York and like spend time with Justin's family, we barely plan anything. Like, it's mainly just like we're just hanging out at the house. We're relaxing. Not the case this time. So we got in on a Friday and then we had a few hours to kill until his mom came to pick us up because we flew into Newark, which is like an hour and a half away. So we had to wait till like she got out of work, which we were like, no problem at all. There's so much to do around there. So we went to the American Dream Mall, which is the huge mall with like an amusement park, a ski slope, a water park, a Ferris wheel. Like, the list goes on. They have so much there. But it was the first time we ever went, well, at least I ever went, to just like actually shop. Found my new favorite store ever, which is Primark. I've always heard so much of it, mainly from like Zoella, honestly.
When I'm in Miami this weekend, can we go?
Well, you're Miami.
We would only be able to go like on Friday.
And it's not in my... You guys can go on your way down to me.
Maybe. I doubt Sean will want to go.
It's not technically in Miami. Yeah, anyway, I discovered there's one like 40 minutes away at the Sawgrass Mall. So we're definitely going there. But it's like a huge Walmart on steroids. It's like a Walmart Forever 21 kind of vibe, but like really good quality clothes and everything is cheap. And I was loving it. So we spent a ton of time in there. I did get like a little sweater to wear over the weekend, but we went there. We just walked around the mall. We got some food to eat. And then we went to this pumpkin festival. Like, they, I don't know how many people did it. I don't think it was that many, honestly. And it was like 7,000 pumpkins, I think, carved in like all different art displays. And like, it was honestly really cool. Oh my God. But before that, we went to this restaurant called Kisco Diner, Mount Kisco Diner, which it's like a TikTok kind of place, but you would have no idea driving by. It looks like a normal diner that would sell like avocado toast and cappuccinos. Like, it does not look like it would sell the kind of food it does, which is like I got, well, me and Justin split, luckily, because it was a ton of food, a penne vodka chicken wrap that was deep fried. And then they have, like, tacos that the shell is a chicken cutlet. They have, like, these crazy milkshakes. It's, like, such a crazy menu, but it was honestly so good. So that was a highlight. That was really good food. But then we spent a day and a half, kind of, in New York City. We got a hotel for the night. We went out for Halloween. I'm sure at this point you guys have seen. Justin and I were the, not really specific characters. Like, I was definitely, I guess, Torrance from Bring It On, but he was just, like, the cheerleader also from the Toros, because we just felt like it was fitting. It was something easy because it was kind of like last minute ish because we just like could not decide on a costume, and I was so comfy all night, so that was also a big win. But we went to Slate, which was the second time going there, and I just expected myself, I was kind of feeling under the weather, like I had a cold last week. I just like didn't think I was gonna have that much fun. I was worried honestly of just like having enough energy and staying awake. But they play the best music that I was having a blast. We didn't even end up staying that long at all. We went home. I think we were in the hotel room by like 2. But I had fun going out for once. So that was that. And then the next day, we had so many fun plans the next day in the city. We were going to go walk through Central Park, look at all the leaves. We were going to rent a rowboat to go. There's like a little body of water in Central Park. That was going to be fun. We were just going to walk around the city and enjoy fall. And it ended up being crappy rainy weather. So we didn't really do much of anything. We bought a little umbrella to try to walk around and shop for a few hours. And then we were like, let's just go home. So we went back to his house. And then the next day we went to the getaway cabin in the Catskills. And let me tell you, I like knew I was going to like this, but we loved it. We had the best time. We were only there one night.
Was it expensive? Was it sponsored?
It wasn't sponsored. We went on a Monday, so it was definitely cheaper, and it was 25% off, so it was like around $100 for the night. Okay. Which I feel like really isn't bad for
these days, like equivalent that's like to a hotel room,
right? Not even, yeah. And we just got a whole bunch of snacks to stay in the cabin for the night. It was kind of rainy, so we couldn't build a fire, which was kind of sad, but we did do s'mores over the stovetop just to get in the camping vibe. But yeah, we loved it. We want to go back. We want to go back when it's snowing. And I know they also have some, like, there's some in Boston. There's some, like, across the country in Washington. Like, I just kind of want to go to all these places in the little getaway cabin because we had the best time together. It was, like, just so nice to disconnect from everything. Like, there's a phone lockbox. We didn't use it, but we really weren't on our phones much. And we just, there's not much to do. So, like, we just connected really well together, just had the best time relaxing. We watched, like, our... the show we're watching, obviously, still Suits. Watch that. We just, I don't know what about it, but we had so much fun. And for only being there for a night, it was honestly probably like my highlight of the whole trip.
What season of Gilmore Girls are you on?
Barely anything at all. Let's see. I was just having it in the background. Season 2, episode 18. How many seasons are there?
6.
7.
7.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while. Only on season 2. Other than that, that was pretty much it. So then ever since then, we've gotten back home and it is like showcase grind. I've been in the gym so much. I'm extra thankful this time of the year. And I feel like the next months to come with competition season that I have my Mondays and Wednesdays free, because that has made the world of difference. Because if it wasn't for that, I'm basically in the gym just about every weekend coming up, just at least in this time frame, because we have showcase and then we go right on Thanksgiving break. We have our first competition and it's obviously just going to like pick up from here. So we had dance choreo over the weekend. Their routine is officially completely done. We have showcase in like less than 2 weeks now. And then it's right into competition season.
It's wild. Feels like you just ended.
It is crazy. I know. Other than that, another thing that feels like it's just ended, I started planning Vlogmas again, which I'm getting my intro made. I placed the order today. We'll see how it turns out. I'm hoping it works because I don't have another plan for an intro. And then I have a really busy first half of December. Like, I have to pre-plan a ton of videos for Vlogmas, which means I get to start decorating like early next week because that's always Vlogmas day one. So got to get ahead of it. Going to get in the holiday spirit, which I'm excited about, and just go full-blown Christmas decor, and then just Christmas season completely. for Vlogmas.
On the flip side, I created my Vlogmas intro in October myself, and I'm just going to wing it as far as content goes, but yeah, I'm also really looking forward to it. I've started watching old Vlogmas videos again, which I always do in November, so that in December I can watch like the current ones. We are unclear of when we're going to decorate, maybe next week, maybe the week after that, but I got a full-on craving today for Thanksgiving food, and I am so excited for that. So I just wanted to put that out there. I am a little sad because I was hoping when we go back home up north that it's going to snow, and it's looking like that's not going to happen. But that's okay. It is what it
is. That was one thing. We woke up the morning in the getaway cabin, and I guess we're probably like decently up there elevation-wise in the mountains because
I mean, you're in upstate New York, significantly colder. Yeah.
Right. And it was snowing. Like, not enough that any of it was sticking to the ground, but, like, it was not raindrops falling from the sky. It was, like, fully snowflake. So we went from, like, we landed and it was, like, 70 and sunny to then, like, getting all the fall leaves to then waking up to snow the next day. So it was, like, we got everything in one. But, yeah, I really want – well, we also don't know what we're doing for Christmas still, but I feel like last year I went the whole year without seeing snow, which not only does that suck for me, but I literally specifically took Cloud last year to New York for New Year's because he loves snow. Obviously, like, he has Husky in him. He absolutely loves it. And he didn't get to see any last year, and that made me more sad than anything.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out those plans. Okay, so my little updates. I have less than Gabby, but I just saw literally 5 minutes before we got on this recording that they're making Mean Girls. Like, literally the same story and, like, the same scenes. But 2023 version by Tina Fey, like, she's, I think,
is that the musical
it.
One that's coming out?
Oh, is it a musical?
Is it with Renee Rapp?
Who the heck is that?
She's a singer, but...
It's the guy from Summer I Turned Pretty is Aaron Samuels. Conrad, or I think,
I
maybe.
I mean, what are the odds there's two different ones coming out?
Probably not. It's coming out January 12th. There's a lot of people I recognize. I just don't know their names.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's that one. It's the same one.
Yeah.
I think it's a musical.
Oh.
A musical movie.
Literally looked identical to the Mean Girls. Like, I don't know. But that's going to be interesting. Kind of excited. I feel like there's a lot of good movies coming out. The new Hunger Games one comes out either around Thanksgiving or Christmas. You guys, I was in a literal state of, like, distress yesterday because I pre-ordered the Fourth Wing sequel, and I've been waiting for it for 2 months when I pre-ordered it on Amazon. And yesterday was release day. Mine did not get delivered. It was, like, running
late.
No way. I, like, wanted to cry. It was like, sorry, it's running late. And, like, Amazon's been doing that thing where it says running late and it's just vague and you don't know when it's going to show up, but you can't cancel it.
My Halloween costume did that. I had to order two.
Oh, my God. I was so mad. So it showed up today. And then I was scared before I opened it because a bunch of people left reviews saying that, like, their books came with upside down pages or ripped pages or... And I'm like, I swear, if this book, nope, it arrived. It's in mint condition. I'm so excited to read it. I think I might start it. Either if I don't start it tonight, I'll start it next week because I know I'm going to want to read and I just don't really have time right now.
I still haven't gotten another book.
Gabby, you need to read The Fourth Wing. You need to.
I keep saying that.
It's so good. But anyways, I also just listened to a new audiobook on the Libby app called, I think it was called The Villa. It's about these, like, two different storylines, but groups of girls that stay at this Italian villa in, like, the 1970s and then in, like, 2022 or so, and they, like, tie together. I don't know. It was good. It was actually, like, not bad to listen to it on audiobook. I've been really liking audiobooks more than podcasts lately, which is crazy. So this past weekend, Gabby was here for a couple days with my dad. We had lots of family time. We went to the beach, watched the Bills game. They played like crap. We went to dinner and got Alfredo out of a cheese wheel. I had my leftovers for lunch today. It was so good. And I'm so glad.
Every last piece of noodle on my plate.
I'm so glad I saved those rolls because they were actually really, really good and they weren't like stale. And that like completed my lunch today. But on the flip side of that, my rut... yeah, I've been in a rut. I talked about it on my last vlog that just went up. I did start using the home gym as of yesterday, and I'm loving it so far. It's not 100% done. But even, like, today, by the time I got home from work, it was, like, almost 6 o'clock. we were starting to podcast at 6:30 and I was like, oh my God, like I really wanted to work out. I was able to just go out into the garage and get a good leg workout in and like not have to worry about the time. It was so nice. It was great. But aside from that, I went into a deep dive, like I said in my video, but we're going to talk about how to get out of the rut. I don't want to harp too much on my personal rut that I'm in right now, but I've just been eating unhealthy. I haven't been working out. I've been staying up late, snoozing my alarms, like scrolling on social media. And just number one thing that's been driving me nuts and how I know I'm in a rut is like I have a to-do list and I haven't accomplished anything on it. Like I've just been putting it off, which is very unlike me. So I haven't been doing my skincare, and I do think daylight savings is like playing a role in throwing me off my game, but I'm definitely compounding that with like my negative attitude, and it's just not good. So we're going to talk about how to get out of a rut, because I had, I'm not even kidding you, 15 DMs within an hour of posting that like daylight savings is throwing me off and I'm in a rut, and like so many of you guys are saying same. So we're going to talk about how to get out of the rut, but before we do that, what is your favorite this week?
Good old buffalo chicken dip. It's just unmatched. And
did you make it?
No. So what really started this is when we were in the cabin, like I said, we just like brought snacks. We didn't want it. The closest restaurant was like 20 minutes away. So we were like, let's just like get stuff for the cabin just so we didn't have to leave. Granted, it did come with like a stovetop and stuff. Like we could have cooked, but we just got a loaf of bread and a bunch of dips. And what we went into the store for, we were like, let's get buffalo chicken dip. Like, we can get full off of that. Let's just get, like, a big one. At whatever grocery store that was, didn't have any. So, I mean, we got two other really good dips, so it was fine. But then since then, I've just been craving it. So, of course, I've had, like, a buffalo pasta dish here and there. But then over the weekend, when I was, like, at Lexi's, Justin was here alone. And he was like, I don't feel like cooking. So he went to the store and just got the buffalo chicken dip from Publix and like some other dips and stuff for himself, but he barely touched the buffalo chicken dip. So then I came back and I had it last night and today, and it was so good.
Yeah, Publix's is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for you. That sounds really good right now.
Me too. And
I have
so good.
I'm gonna cook dinner after we get off the podcast, and I'm so hungry. I'm not cooking that.
No, I'm making something new tonight. What are you making?
I am gonna do a high protein pasta with ground chicken. I have some heavy whipping cream, some cream cheese, some pasta sauce. We're going to do fresh garlic and onion. You know, just wing it. We're going to make something.
Nice.
What are you making?
Black pepper chicken, which is like I feel like Pan Express probably has it. I've never actually tried it at a restaurant, but it looked so good on Pinterest. And then I found like a TikTok making it. And it's just like chicken with like soy. You make like a marinade. It's like soy sauce, oyster sauce, seasonings, and then chicken, peppers, and onion. And I haven't decided if I'm going to put it over rice or not, because Justin said he's been like eating really heavy and just wants something light for dinner, but I'm really hungry, so I feel like we need a little bit. Maybe I'll just make like a little bit of rice just to put like a better rice on the bottom of it all. But I just hope it turns out, because it looks really good and I'm really hungry.
Okay, well, my favorite this week is ramen noodles. I was craving them last week, and I haven't had them in so long, and I know they are high in sodium and blah, yada, yada, yada. They're not good for me, but let me tell you, when you just want, like, a quick, cozy, like, little dinner, making ramen noodles is, like, top-notch. Gabby's laughing so hard because my phone just did that thing where it just randomly decides to use my phone camera instead of my laptop camera. And it was just this close-up of Lola's butt.
Of Lola's butthole. It was just the way your phone was sitting. But what sparked my laughter is I got a notification that Grandma posted on Facebook. So I was like, okay, let me just click it while Lexi's talking just to see what it is and clear out the notification. Why does she only refer to you on Facebook as Dr. Lexi? It's like
Lexi,
today's granddaughter's day. Dr. Lexi and Gabby.
As she should. She knows my role and she respects that. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's funny. Why does my phone keep doing this, you guys? Like,
I don't understand. Mine has never done that.
I don't like it. But anyways, what was I saying before I was really interrupted? Oh, ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
I got the chicken flavor. Phenomenal. I had them the other night. They're so good. Honestly contemplated eating them for dinner tonight, but no, I need some protein. So we're going to do ground chicken pasta, but they hit. And they are nostalgic, and they are never bad.
We need to figure out where we're eating when you come.
Yes, we do. We do.
I want to take you to Fleming's because it's the bread and butter I always rave about, but it's a little pricey. And Sean said, let's maybe stick to somewhere not so crazy since you guys just spent so much money on the home gym.
Yeah.
But I don't know another time that you would ever experience it. I know. Justin honestly considered because he really wanted Fleming's.
Well, maybe. We'll figure it out. But why don't we hop in and talk about how to get out of a rut? I feel like we'll just go back and forth, share our tips, and hopefully this helps me get out of a rut as well as any of you.
So step number one is you got to like sulk in it, and you can play victim for a second, only a second though, and really just do like all the self-care. Like just run a bubble bath, put a face mask on. If you need to eat some ice cream, like do all those things to just like, you know, you got to like end the downhill climb before you got to turn around and make your way back up. So like, yes, do you have something to say?
I was just going to say, like, I am a firm believer in if you need to just like soak in it. Like that's what I did this past week and weekend. The home gym wasn't done. Like I knew that like I was going to have family in town and I was like, you know what? Monday it is. Like new week, new goals. Like I am a firm believer in like you said, soak in it if you have to. So I agree.
Yeah, and I feel like timing is everything, honestly, to get out of a rut. Like, if you try to start full force, like, it's the climb your way out of it on a day that, like, you really just don't have time to do it and you're not accomplishing those things, it's only going to put you more in a rut. So I feel like you got to, like, feel the rut out first and really just run it full force into the ground until you're like, okay, I feel like I am ready to change everything up and really, like, be on the uphill trajectory. So anyway, what always helps me is just a night of self-care, like run the bath, put the face mask on, play some sappy music, watch a movie, eat the ice cream, whatever it is, and like have that be your final night before then turning everything around.
Okay, my next one is first sit and ask yourself like what feels off. For me, I was not moving my body regularly. I felt very sluggish and tired. I wasn't eating well-balanced meals, ignoring my gut health, staying up late on my phone, etc. So then, how can you address this? And for me, it's like sitting and looking like, what am I doing that is causing this feeling? And that's when I realized like all of those things combined are the reason that I'm in a rut. And I'm just going to go right to my next one because it like bounces right off of that. But once you figure out like what you want to do to change it around, I highly recommend either a habit tracker or a journal. I got the free app called OnRise, and it's really, really great. Like you can set all of the habits that you want to do. So I have like take my vitamins, work out for 30 minutes a day, read for 10 minutes a day, do my skincare, drink like however many ounces of water I want, whatever. And you literally can just cross it off, and you can also set reminders of what time you want it to remind you. It's just really easy to use, and it's just like a way to keep yourself accountable. If you don't want to use an app, you can get a journal and just like journal it out, journal out your thoughts. You can write your habits that you want to do on that. I used to love the Passion Planner. I still do. I just haven't really used it in a while. I got the physical version and the digital version. That also has like habit trackers in it. But I think just for me, it's what is going on? Like, why do I feel like this? And then what am I doing that is causing that? And what can I do to switch that around is big for me. So that was a lot, but that is my first tip.
Another one is like escape your reality. For me, that's just like anytime I'm really feeling like if I'm trying to get work done and I just can't focus or whatever, like go on a walk, play some music, play a podcast, and just don't think about your life. Like I just aimlessly am walking cloud around the neighborhood. I'm appreciating the sun or the sunset, whatever time of day it is. I just feel like getting out and getting fresh air is a huge help. And like for me, just like playing a podcast and just not, for some people, I know a silent walk is good. There's some times where I'm like, I really just need that. Like I just want to be outside and not think about anything. But like when I have a podcast going, I feel like I'm not really thinking about what's going on in my life. So it just helps me escape. And then my next one kind of deals with what you just said, but clean out your life physically and mentally. Like clean up and organize your space. I can never feel productive or be in a good mood when like my stuff is a mess. So that's always a huge help for me, is just like cleaning and organizing the apartment, my room, all of that. And then also just like cleaning out your headspace. whatever you're feeling, like you said, journal it down. A huge help is also just like writing down to-do lists, even like with the smallest little things that you can check off and feel accomplished, like making the bed, brushing your teeth, like really planning out these little things on a to-do list to get it out of your head. One, you're checking little things off, so it makes you feel better. But two, when they're not all, like, I always get more overwhelmed, and I think I have way more to do when it's just sitting in my head versus when I'm making a to-do list and I'm like, oh, really? Like, that's it? Like, I thought I had more. I just feel like it's always so cluttered when it's in your head instead of, like, getting everything out, clean it out, put it down on paper, put it in your phone notes, whatever you got to do. A big thing that helps me is if you have an app or if you have an iPad and you have Procreate, make a pretty to-do list. It just always, one, it takes me like 10, 15 minutes to make like the title all pretty. And that's 10, 15 minutes less that I'm in a negative headspace because then I enjoy that. But I just feel like when it's also pretty and laid out, it just cleans up your mind a lot.
Yeah, one of mine was also clean your space, declutter, get rid of things that you don't use. Because for me, I know that that stresses me out like crazy. Organize, clean. I just dropped off a box at Goodwill and it felt great. Get rid of, whether it's clothes, whether it's toiletries, whether it's just, for us, a big one is we have a pile of mail of things that we need to like open or address or do something. And it is getting so full. So tomorrow, Sean and I are going to sit and we're going to go through that mail so that we can throw it away because it is stressing me out for no reason. But yes, that was one of mine as well. As far as the escape, for me, that's reading a book versus scrolling on social media. I find that when I'm just sitting and scrolling, I just feel like I wasted so much time. Don't get me wrong, there's times where I love to sit on Pinterest and get inspired or like watch TikToks, but it just got really out of control for me. So I like to set the timer of like how much time on certain apps. And for me, it's like, I think no more than an hour on all the social media apps total a day. And I just want to start reading, whether that's listening to an audiobook, reading a book. I feel like it just gets you out of your head and your brain is working and you're not just like mindlessly scrolling, but you're also enjoying yourself. For me, that's huge. So I want to get back into reading. And yeah, like you said, the to-do list, getting it done. I just like don't procrastinate. I feel like the longer I push little things off, that'll take me like 15 minutes to do, the worse it gets. So it just clouds my mind and stresses me out. And I feel like writing it out on a to-do list, whether that's a physical copy, a digital copy, an app, whatever it is, and crossing it off is like number one best thing to do to get me out of a rut.
My biggest thing, and this is very Enneagram type 3 of me, so like I don't know if this works for everyone or maybe figure out exactly what like makes you happiest, but anytime I do something where I feel accomplished and like proud of myself, that is like the biggest like flip a switch in my life to like make me out of a rut, because then I feel like I'm just like doing good things for myself. And so even if it's like I go to the gym and I do a workout, like for me 12:30, I know I can do it, but there's days where if I'm in a rut, I like really want to push myself and be like, I am going to do 12:30. I'm not going to like hold on to the handle of the treadmill at all. And then I'm going to do an extra little like 5-minute workout after, just so it's something more than I would normally do. And the feeling, like the serotonin boost I get from like feeling accomplished and feeling doing like more I than successfully you did would. Something. Yeah. And like I have a reason to be proud of myself is that's just like the biggest switch in me. So again, like very, I just get validation off of success personally. So like that is why that's so important to me. So I don't know if that's the case for everyone, but kind of finding what works for you that like flips that switch kind of in your brain. It's something different than what you would normally do that really makes a huge difference.
This next one I feel like is going to be a little bit shocking and something that I've been saying I'm going to do for like the past 3 New Years and I haven't, but well, okay, not the whole thing is shocking. Number one, I want to wake up earlier so that I have more time in the morning to just sit and like not rush. Because for me, the days that I feel anxious and like crazy are the days that I am literally sprinting out of the house. And I just don't like starting my day like that. I like having more of a clear head. I like having time in the morning to like wake up, make a coffee or eat some breakfast. that's a big thing. I want to start eating breakfast more because I'm always starving by like 9:30 at work. And I'm like, wow, I could have just like made breakfast at home. But just like getting up and like getting ready. I've never been the type to do my hair and makeup on a regular basis. Like it is a special occasion thing. And I'm not saying I'm going to go like all out every day, but I'd like to wake up, put on like moisturizer or a serum, maybe a little bit of mascara, like brush my hair, do it. Like I just feel like by not putting in that effort of just like getting myself to be a little bit more presentable, I feel gross, if that makes sense. I just feel like I'm literally rolling out of bed and leaving, and I hate that feeling. So I'm gonna work on that. Obviously, like with what I do in my job, it's not like I can like get ready, like put on a cute outfit. Like I mean I could, but like I wear scrubs and like I pretty much need to wear my hair up. But just like the little things of like not just throwing it in this like greasy bun, but you know, maybe doing braids or, you know, I don't know how to explain what I'm saying, but just like doing a little something for myself in the morning to get ready and not just, like I said, rolling out of bed and running out the door is something I really want to work on because that's how I start my day. So I'd rather start it on a better note and not just like start it off on a downer, you know?
Oh, 100%. I feel like when you feel good in your own skin and like about yourself, that just kind of spills out to everything else in your life. And then I feel like you're just in a more positive, like better mindset. There's never been a time where I've like took the time to get ready and have felt worse about myself. Like every time I put in time to get ready, I always just, it's like always a confidence boost. I always feel better, but I never decide to do it unless I absolutely need to. So that's a good one. Another one is just get out of your normal routine. I feel like the times where I feel the most in a rut is when I look back on the week and I'm like, what, like, what did I even do? Like you can't pinpoint anything like special that stood out. There was really no different, like every day just kind of looked the same. And that's always when I feel worse. So like doing things, no matter what it is, like even if it could be just going out to lunch one day or just like going on a different route if you take like the same walk every day, or just doing something that you wouldn't normally do that you can like look back on the week and be like, honestly, I love doing that and I'm so happy I did that. And just like having something to remember, because when my days just or weeks just go by and I'm like, it's really honestly a telltale sign when we go to like start jotting down everything for the podcast and I'm like, what the heck, like I have nothing to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's really when I'm like, dang, something's got to change.
It's like a weird balance between wanting to do stuff like that, wanting to do something different, and like also wanting to get into a routine. Like I feel like for me, getting into some sort of routine definitely helps me get out of a rut. But I do agree, like switching things up every now and then, whether that's making a new dinner recipe or, you know, trying a new restaurant or a new workout, or I don't know. I agree with you there. I also think a big thing is just like planning out your week before it starts so that you're not constantly in this like fight or flight every day and you can take it day by day and you're not like looking at the week ahead every day. Does that make any sense? I feel like that I didn't explain that well, but like planning my week ahead so that I know what I'm doing going into it and I can just like relax and take it day by day instead of constantly stressing about like the next thing. My last one is just getting cozy and embracing the darkness earlier. I know that like down here, you know, it doesn't get cold and dark, so that helps, and like the sun is still out, but embracing that it does, I mean, at least down here, like in Florida, it does cool down in the mornings and nights, and like it does still get dark earlier than it normally does. It's not as hot and sunny, like, and just embracing that and like soaking up in the coziness. So like lighting candles, getting fuzzy blankets, watching cozy shows or movies, making tea, doing that self-care, relaxing, like really embracing. I feel like now is the best time to get cozy. And so we can't do anything about the hour difference. And like it is throwing us all off. So just embrace that and, you know, go to bed earlier, read a book, you know, put on the Yule log if you don't have a fireplace. Like do stupid little things that make you embrace that cozy feeling so you're not fighting it. And I feel like for me that always helps this time of year.
Absolutely. You know what I did one time in my entire life that actually made a difference? And it's crazy because it's on like every statistic of like every successful person does this in their daily routine. Meditate. I put on some random like 5 minute guided headspace. Now, here's the thing. I didn't like the guy that guided it.
Yeah, you need a really good just voice.
Sitting there like eyes closed, just focusing on nothing but like breathing in and out clears your headspace like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's something I would do every single day, but I do feel like don't knock it till you try it. If you really feel like you're in a rut, and I feel like it's something really good to do before you're about to start like the turn of it all. Like you sulk in it, you're at the very bottom of the dip. I feel like that's when you should like meditate, clear your headspace of all the negativity, and then really just go on a rampage of like doing all these positives in your life. But I do feel like it helps.
Yeah, I agree. This is dumb. This is my last one. But just taking deep breaths. It sounds stupid, but you can literally calm your entire body down by just deep breathing and slowing down and like calming yourself down, calming your thoughts down. It's just the best. It's the best. When you feel yourself getting like a little bit anxious or thrown off, just take a deep breath. Did you have another one? Or is that it for
no,
you?
No, I'm looking at Michelle Fuller's text. Go look at what she just sent us.
So I can't tell if she's kidding.
I don't think she is, and I think that's the funny part. So she lives with her boyfriend, and he said that, like, for her, because obviously it's, like, it's his house, so, like, it's his pictures of, like, them two and, like, his family around. But I guess he said that, like, he wants her to have a picture of us, and she put the most unserious picture of us and said, does this one work?
Unserious, and I think she's just being like serious. Old.
Well, yeah, also old. But I really don't think she's kidding. We'll find out in 5 minutes because right after this podcast call, we're having a Fuller Girl business meeting. So,
yeah,
stay tuned if she's serious or not.
But I'm starving, so I'm ready to go eat and get us out of this rut, girls, guys, whoever is listening. Remember that podcast I did when I was like, oh, the Ed Milette, Power of One More. Like, I'm getting my life on track. I'm going back to that. Go back and listen to it. If you're in a rut, that's another good one to listen to. Mm-hmm. Get inspired. I think I'm actually going to listen to that book on audiobook because I think he reads it, I'm pretty sure. So I'm like, ooh, that would be a good, like, jump start into this as well. But let's get motivated. And if you have any other tips, share it on the podcast post on the Instagram for everyone because that's a great way to chat and see.
Yeah. And it's about to be that time of the year where like this is, I feel like this is always the rut time. And then towards the end of November, like everything starts to pick up. We have Thanksgiving, any Christmas time. It's just always like you just feel so like warm and fuzzy inside. So things are looking up. It's right around the corner. We just got to push through these next few weeks of the darkness, the gloom, the stick season if you live up north and like the leaves are off the tree but there's no snow and everything's just kind of bleh. You just got to push through a little bit. We got a few more weeks of that and then I feel like everything kind of turns around.
For sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and we will catch you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.